We're going to talk about an event that would be that is coming our way in September. It's coming to Beverley. It's not necessarily my bag, but maybe I'll be convinced. It's the Beverley Chamber Music Festival, and there's a glossy brochure out already. Roland Deller is the founder of New Paths Music, who's in the studio, who's heavily involved. Because they're presenting it and producing this festival. Roland, nice to see you. Thank you very much for coming in. Explain chamber music to me.
Thanks so much. It's a great pleasure to be making my debut on the Bernsey Show.
It's all right. Nice to have you here. What's chamber music? How's it defined?
So it's a form of classical music, which is typically instrumental or song, and it's one of the most intimate forms of classical music. So you've got a small number of performers, say 2, 3, or 4, making music together. So it might be a string quartet, a piano trio, but it's the excitement that you get from a small group of musicians making music together rather than a big choir or orchestra. So it can seem quite niche, but it is, in classical terms, mainstream, and some of the best musicians on the planet are involved in this form of music making.
You've got the Brodsky Quartet coming. Strangely enough, I think I've heard of them. They worked with Elvis Costello once, didn't they?
Wow, yeah. Well, they've been going for 45 years.
So they might have done then.
Yeah, these are some of the veterans of the industry. And the great thing about these guys is, although they've been going for a long time, they're still fresh, they're still innovative, and it's a great privilege to have them in the East Riding, because they're playing the globe. I mean, they play all the music festivals and all the venues around the world, so it's fantastic to have them in the East Riding.
So how big is the Beverley Chamber Music Festival?
Yeah, it's a four-day festival, so it's a, if you like, a long weekend that runs from Wednesday through until Saturday night. Across the weekend, we've got concerts, we've got talks, we've got a meal, we've got education events, and it's wonderful that the East Riding Youth Orchestra also makes an appearance. They're doing a workshop and a performance in Beverley Minster, so it's not just the stars of classical music who are making their performances. There's local acts too.
Okay, and your company, New Paths Music, presents it, produces it. How long have you been involved in this?
Well, the festival has been going for 27 years, so it's had a good innings in classical musical terms. New Paths was set up in 2016, and we were honoured to be invited to take this on a year ago. So we did our first chamber music festival last year, and this is our second one. So it's a nice fresh early feeling, new chapter in the life of the festival.
How many people does it pull into Beverley then?
Yeah, across the weekend we'll have about 1,500 seats taken, and so the venue, you know, seats a couple of hundred. St Mary's Church, which is a really beautiful venue.
I've done gigs in there. I've hosted gigs. It's a fantastic venue. It's a beautiful church, and the acoustics are really good.
Yeah, in every way. The acoustics are fantastic for all types of music, and it's a great size. It's a beautiful, inspiring space to make music in. So the audience love it, and the musicians love it, and there's something very special in the atmosphere where what's going on stage and in the seats in the audience, you know, everyone's sharing in quite a special experience.
Okay, and the audience you draw, are they mainly local, or are people coming from around the country to see it?
It's a mix. So festival goers come from throughout the country and beyond, which is great. So at the hotels get booked up, and the local concert goers love welcoming in the people from further afield, and the people from further afield love the East Riding, and they love Beverley. Their jaws always drop at all of the architectural beauty and the banter with the locals. So there's a real buzz, and it's all about
and they can stay at the Beverley Arms Hotel right across, so they just wander out the door and into the venue and vice versa on the way back. How do people get tickets? How do people check out the programme and see what's going on?
Yep, so we've got a website, www.newpathsmusic.com, and it's all there. The Beverley Tourist Information Centre has everything and sells tickets. You can obtain them by post or by phone from the Beverley Tourist Information Centre, and it's just a fantastic, maybe for some people overwhelming, life-changing opportunity to hear some of the best of British talent live. You know, you could be sitting just a few meters away from some of the most talented, inspiring musicians that we have in the country. So
if you were going to give us one person you would see on your bill to understand this, to get it, and who are at the top of their game, and I'm sure they're all at the top of the game, who would you recommend, Roland?
Without a doubt, Jennifer Pike. She was the youngest ever winner of BBC Young Musician of the Year when she was 12 years old. She's one of the great violinists of our time, and she's put together a particularly beautiful programme with the classic The Lark Ascending by Vaughan Williams, which, if you're not familiar with classical music, give it a try because it's so incredibly beautiful.
I suspect I've probably heard it, but you don't necessarily recognise what it is unless you're a classical music aficionado.
Yeah, it makes the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. It's one of the most poignant pieces of English music that's, for a generation after the war, was associated with a nostalgia for a pastoral, beautiful past, and it still has that impact today. It pulls on the heartstrings.
How much are tickets?
Tickets vary in price. You can get them from £8, £10, £12, and £15 for the different events, and we have one late night event where tickets are a fiver. Kids can come to any concert for free, plus nice. One adult accompanying them. And if you're struggling financially, you can just drop us a line, because we do have a limited number of free tickets available for anyone who can't otherwise afford to come along.
How do people get in touch and check out the brochure? Just remind us, it's the 25th to the 28th of September this year, by the way.
It's www.newpathsmusic.com.
Roland, nice to meet you. Roland Deller, the founder of New Past Music on the Burnsie Show today. Well worth checking out. It'll add to the richness of the variety on offer in this area of things to do. I might well be in Beverley myself on Friday.